If you make $100,000 a year, you're in the top 5% of earners globally. If you make $30,000, you're in the top 10%. Most people on the planet would trade places with you in a heartbeat. And yet, $1 million in business revenue feels impossibly far away for most service-based business owners. Not because the market isn't there, not because the demand doesn't exist, but because the model they're operating under has a ceiling built into it. That ceiling is their time. This episode covers why AI just removed that ceiling, the specific leverage points that change the math, and what the actual path from where you are to a million in annual revenue looks like in 2026. I'm Makeda Bohm. I've closed nearly $10 million in tech sales over 4 years, earned seven figures doing it, and here I teach service-based business owners how to use AI, automations, systems, and agents to create more money, time, and options. AI is moving at the speed of daily. Let's build. Let me start with the math that most people don't want to look at. If you're a consultant billing $200 an hour and you work 40 billable hours a week, you max out at $416,000 a year. That's the selling. And that's assuming every single hour is billable, which it never is. Most consultants bill 20 to 30 hours a week and spend the rest on admin, marketing, sales, and delivery prep that doesn't generate revenue directly. So the real number is closer to $200,000 to $300,000, which is excellent income, but it's not a million. And getting from there to a million under the time for money model requires one of two things: raise your rate dramatically or hire people. Raising your rate works until the market won't bear it. Hiring people works until you realize you've built yourself a management job instead of a practice. Both paths have diminishing returns. Both paths keep you as the bottleneck. AI changes this math in three ways. Way one, capacity multiplication. If AI handles your research, your content production, your client onboarding, and your follow-up, you just freed 15 to 20 hours a week. Those aren't leisure hours. Those are billable hours you can now fill with client work. A consultant billing $200 an hour who frees 15 hours a week through AI automation just added $156,000 in potential annual revenue. Without hiring anyone, without working more total hours, just by redirecting time from non-billable to billable work. That's the first lever, and it's the easiest one because it doesn't require you to change your business model. You're still doing what you do, you're just doing more of it because AI is handling everything else. If you're a therapist, that's five more client sessions a week. If you're an accountant, that's three more client engagements a month. If you're an architect, that's another project in the pipeline. Same expertise, more capacity, more revenue, way two, productized services. This is where it gets interesting. Right now, you deliver your expertise one client at a time. Custom proposals, custom strategies, custom deliverables. Every engagement is bespoke, and bespoke doesn't scale. AI lets you productize. You take the frameworks, templates, and processes you use for every client, and you turn them into systems that deliver consistent results without requiring your direct involvement every time. A consultant who has developed a strategic planning framework over 10 years can build that framework into a product, a guided assessment that walks clients through the process, a report generator that produces customized recommendations based on their inputs, a dashboard that tracks implementation progress. None of that requires the consultant to be in the room. It requires their expertise to be in the system. That's the shift from selling your time to selling your thinking. and your thinking can be sold to 100 people at the same price you used to charge one. A course that teaches your methodology. A micro app that automates your assessment process. A subscription tool that delivers ongoing value. Each of these is a revenue stream that doesn't require your time to maintain after the initial build. Way 3, recurring revenue. This is the multiplier that changes everything. One-time revenue is project-based. You deliver, you get paid, you need to find the next client. It's the annual garden. You plant, you harvest, you start over. Recurring revenue is subscription-based. Your client pays monthly. You deliver ongoing value. The revenue compounds. It's the perennial garden. You plant once, it produces year after year. Here's why recurring revenue matters so much. A subscription product at $197 a month with 100 subscribers generates $19,700 a month. That's $236,000 a year from one product running automatically. Add a second product. Add a higher tier. Add a done-with-you option. The math starts compounding. 500 subscribers at $197 a month is over $1 million a year. From one product, without trading time for money, without hiring a team, without being in a meeting. And here's what most people miss. Subscription businesses are valued at 10 to 15 times their annual recurring revenue when they're acquired. A business generating $1 million in recurring revenue is worth $10 to $15 million if you decide to sell it. That's not income, that's wealth. Real, generational, transferable wealth. Now let me connect this back to AI, because without AI, this path didn't exist for solo operators. Building a subscription product used to require a development team, a customer support team, a marketing team, and months of runway. The cost to build was prohibitive for most service-based business owners. Today, you can build a functional subscription product in a weekend using no-code tools and AI, not a perfect product. A functional one. One that solves a real problem for real people and generates revenue from day one. I know business owners who have built client portals.